Now, Jim, something you spoke about yesterday and for the last couple of weeks is that the Department of State Growth, they've closed the Tasman Highway. This is at Paradise Gorge, west of Orford, for several weeks. In the interest of public safety, of course, they're removing boulders that could be doing damage to people that could be driving past, which is why they've closed it down. Now, drivers that have been forced to commute the longer route to the city because of the road closures on the Tasman are being offered, get this, an East Coast Driver Reviver from the good people at Zepp's Cafe. So please now welcome to the show the manager of Zepp's Cafe, Mr. Chris Rigby. Chris, welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Mate, we're going all right. Just another example of an awesome Tasmanian doing things to help out Tassie people. Chris, where did the idea come from?
We had a chat last Monday, obviously when they were closing the road, and I spoke to Hayley, who's the owner of Zepp's, and gave them an idea of what I wanted to do, and she thought it was a really good thing to do, particularly from the fact that they got to drive, you know, rather than the hour and 20 minutes that it used to be, it's now a good 6-hour round trip. So
wow,
thought we'd do something that was going to make their trip a little bit easier, have a break in the middle, and then keep going. So, yeah. So we did that last Monday, and then it came to fruition on Thursday, and away we went.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chris, how is it working, and how has it been received?
The receiving of it has been really... Oh, it's been phenomenal, really.
Yeah.
It's been widespread. Like, it's been spread. Even Victorians are sharing what we're doing down there.
Wow.
I had a lovely lady come through yesterday who actually travels from Scamander to Hobart on a frequent basis and back again. And she bought a coffee off us and actually provided us an additional donation for what we're doing. She thought it was so good. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Chris, can you talk us through what people are going to get or what people can get? Of course, these are for locals from Orford, Tribunna and Swansea. Involved in the East Coast Driver Reviver at Zepp's Cafe, what is on offer for these people to help them get through, or what are you offering to help them get through their long commute?
Yeah, so the offer is when they come through, they need to show the post and proof of address.
Sure.
And then we'll provide a regular coffee and a choice of either a takeaway soup, a savoury cabinet item or a sweet cabinet item, so coffee, cake, or a coffee and a sandwich.
Yep. Stop it. Love it.
And majority of the stuff they do in the cabinets we make on site, or everything in the cabinet we do is made on site. The soup's made on site, so it's all local and fresh produce that we create. And, yeah, it's been well received particularly by the residents who have come through. It's good for a chat with them as well, just to make sure they're going okay, because not only is it a physical exercise to drive 6 hours round trip, it's a mental one as well. So we just got to you've got to keep that one in mind.
Chris, how do you feel about the old road closure and potentially how long it could be closed for?
I'm not a resident, so I can't really, I guess, comment on that one. But yeah, obviously it was a necessity. But yeah, I'm sure there could have been a better consultation. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'd rather them do that than have one of those massive boulders fall on somebody's car.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And Chris, you're not a resident, which means you've got to pay for your own soup from Zepp's Cafe,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Stop stealing those sweet biscuits, mate. I've seen you with that cake in your mouth. I've seen you.
Now, Chris, as the state government has said, or the Department of State Growth, they've come out and said this could go on for several weeks. Is this something that you're willing to continue at Zepp's Cafe for the unforeseeable future, or do you think there might be a particular time limit on it, depending on how it goes?
I think we're going to keep it open for as long as we can. Mm-hmm. So if that means we go until the road opens up again, we'll look at doing that. So I've also been in discussions with some major players in the transport industry. So Michelle at Tasmanian Transport Association, also the Department of State Growth, Rhonda Taylor from the East Coast Tasmanian Tourism Industry.
Yep.
And also Julie Wise from the Tasmanian Transport Council. So what we've actually offered for transport companies who do need to go around the long way, and I'd love it if anybody would like to take us up on this offer, is we've got a little business next door where we can hold small amounts of freight.
Great.
So instead of going all the way over, they can drop it off with us and get it collected from somebody from the East Coast.
Amazing. Well, Chris, you're doing an awesome thing. Of course, the manager of Zepp's Cafe, they've just opened up the East Coast Driver Reviver. Good on you, Chris. Another great Tasmanian doing something good for other Tasmanians. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.